Hey everyone, it's Anthony. I just wanted to pop on before this issue and let you know we had a couple issues with some audio quality. I did my best with it, and I guarantee it gets better in the future. Thanks for sticking with us.
Welcome to Moon Harbor Heroes. Today's issue is Havoc's and Crew, issue 6, Jailbreak. On the cover, the team stands, bewildered, in the middle of a prison yard. From the left, members of the MMM, including Traceless, the Mobster, Queen Bee, and Bruce, launch towards them. From the right, Saber agents, including Missing Lynx, Boost, and Glacier, do the same. High above them, an ominous black spaceship glows with red lights. We turn the page, and our story begins.
We cut away and see Ethereal sitting on top of a building, kind of crouching just out of sight, as this large black spaceship arrives on the scene. It begins to drill into the spot pretty much right where she left the beacon, right where the tunnel had opened. And we see it drilling, and then we see Ethereal pull out a cell phone, and for a moment she has pulled up a text message and it looks like she's about to text the group. And then she puts her cell phone away and she flies down to the spaceship where, through an open doorway, we see more Asterons that look very similar to her.
When we go to grab the handcuffs, can I grab a second set and, like, slip them into a pocket?
Yeah, there's probably 5 or 6 sets that you can grab one.
And are these, like, the power nullifying ones?
Presumably, yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to write that down on my blank line on no powers and not nearly enough training.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll head over to...
You get to your cells, and she's gonna... Missing Lynx opens one at a time, and she says, releasing Vixen in 3, 2, 1. And the panel slides open, and Vixen is draped in the most dramatic way possible across the bed in her room. And she sighs dramatically, and she says, ugh, these superheroes get younger every day. So... is it my time? Are they taking me to the gallows?
Max kind of like looks at the group behind him just because she's so dramatic. And he like holds up the handcuffs. No, just a transfer.
She sighs dramatically and she's got a fox coat on around her and she just like tosses it dramatically over her shoulder. And she walks up and she puts her hands in front of her and she says, ugh. If you were 10 years older, these could be really fun.
He's going to, like, awkwardly snap them on and kind of, like, hold them, like, standing as far away as he can.
And she sighs and she says, all right, we should go then, shouldn't we?
Yep. He's going to start walking towards the other side of the room.
And she walks out and she sees Lynx and she says, ugh, Lena, friend, darling, how are you? And Lynx turns bright red, and she's just furious because Vixen just casually tossed out her non-superhero name.
Lena?
Lynx gives you a look, and then Vixen says, did you not know? Missing Lynx is Lena Victoire, the socialite. I can't believe I just spoiled that secret for you. You must be so sad about the person who's clearly your idol being just some rich girl from Moon Harbor North.
What's the Lynx's name?
Like Sass? The Lynx's name is just Sass.
Oh. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I just must have ruined that whole illusion for you. Poor Lena, you must be so mad at me right now. And she looks at Lena, and then she grins and winks. And it's such a fox-like grin. It's actually kind of scary. And then she says, all right, take me away, Hangman. Take me to my doom.
Max has, like, a shit-eating grin on his face, and he feels like he should be taking notes at this point.
Lynx gestures for you to get into the elevator. And she says, all right, let's release prisoner number 2. Poison Oak, getting released in 3, 2, 1. the doors open and Poison Oak immediately starts shooting branches out, and like branches are shooting in from outside the hallway. And within a second, the handcuffs are snapped around his back and the vines all just kind of go limp. And Poison Oak, who is very tall and very strong, just kind of looks sad. You realize Poison Oak probably hasn't seen sunlight in the 10 days since he's been kidnapped, or I wouldn't say kidnapped, since he's been imprisoned. And he looks just generally pretty weak. He gets walked into the elevator too. So it's now Vixen, Poison Oak, Outlet, Boost, and Rascal King. Lynx presses the button on the wall and says, releasing the third prisoner, Traceless, in 3, 2, 1. And the door slides open and Traceless comes out. And he looks at you in the eyes, Machina, and he's like, very quietly, what are you doing here?
Is it quiet enough that Lynx can't hear?
Right when the door swings open, I want to holler out to Lynx. Like, something along the lines of, like, so your name's really Lena? Like, I'm just trying to grab her attention completely.
Oh, yeah, let's do provoke.
Got an 8.
She kind of spins and she's like, that's enough. You know that you're not supposed to call me that. You can tell, by the way, everyone is acting that you're not supposed to know that information. She starts going off on you, and she's just railing at you.
I'd like to Max just kind of endures this all with just a smug smile and goes, all right, Miss Lynx.
Sweet. And while all this is happening, I'm going to say you've just gained an opportunity, Machina.
She's going to, while she's talking, she's going to like put the handcuffs on behind his back, like doing all the right motions. And she's going to whisper back, just taking advantage of an opportunity when I see it.
He kind of smiles like a half smile and he's like, that's my girl. Don't put the handcuffs on too tight. My wrists have been hurting me from when they grabbed me earlier.
She keeps them like loose, but like not loose enough that he can get out. But it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's walking. He's in front. Are you walking in front of him or behind him? Are you leading him?
Just kind of like next to him.
Great. Yeah. So he's walking and then he kind of stumbles and falls. As he's like getting up to his knees, he leans against the wall and suddenly all of the doors open. And I'm going to say you're now entering a battle against dangerous foe team. Who do you think the leader is right now?
I think Max would be looking to Machina for it because it's her dad.
Machina, do you have influence over every teammate? Do you have influence over Rascal King?
Yes.
Cool, so that's 3 teams.
I think he also has influence over me.
Yes.
Cool. So that's 4, since you said you have the same purpose in this fight. Do either of you mistrust a member of the team?
No, she trusts him.
And is your team ill-prepared or off-balance?
I think so.
Yeah, we were not expecting that at all.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's probably true. So, you had 4, you went down to 3, plus the one you started with, so you're at 4 team now. All the doors open, and there's this swirling burst of fire from the cell where Mars was, as Mars, like, pulls himself out. He can't shoot fire, but his hands, like, light in flames, and he kind of just, like, punches his way through the door as it's sliding open. He's, like, bursting into this. Link spins, and they immediately start fighting. And then suddenly, everyone feels this drain on their powers as Reset steps out into the hallway. And everyone feels like their very life force has been pulled out of them.
Do I feel different?
No, you do not.
Okay.
I guess Lynx technically doesn't either. Neither does Vixen, because none of them have powers specifically. Anyone with powers would feel different. Even though Mars has lost his, like, fire. Mars is still made of volcanic glass, and he's very tall and very strong. And he grabs Lynx and just, like, flings her across the hall. And she kind of hits the ground, and she hits the ground pretty hard. And let's say, Machina, you're closest. What do you want to do?
So, Traceless, like, pretended to fall and then opened all the doors. What did he use to open all the doors?
There was a panel on the wall, and he must have hacked really, really fast. Like, he must have, like, been studying the panel for a while and like pressed every button he could to open the doors.
Is it still unlocked?
Yes, it is.
She's gonna close the doors as fast as she can, just to, in case like any still like have not left, just to kind of like, okay, whoever is out is out. But if anybody has not gotten out, let's lessen the number of villains to fight.
No. Yeah, you just press the buttons and all the doors close, leaving Queen Bee, Crux, Reset, Mars, and then the three people who you had out. Queen Bee has wings. She's about a 5'8" black woman, really pretty hair, and these massive wings. And she starts just like, she flies down the hall and she stands kind of over top of Lynx, and she puts her foot on Lynx's chest and she says, or rather, she puts her foot on Lynx's neck and she says, "Everyone out of the elevator if you don't want this, if you don't want me to kill Lynx." And then she looks up at all of you. Vixen notably doesn't move. Vixen is like, "Well, I can stay here at least."
Machina and Traceless are not in the elevator.
That's true.
I'm going to grab Vixen by the arm and drag her out of the elevator.
And Outlet, Boost, and Poison Oak are going to follow.
Where did we grab the handcuffs from?
It's like a panel in the wall. It like slid open and there were handcuffs inside.
How far away is that?
Not far. Probably no more than 10 feet from you.
I think Machina is going to try to like sidle on over there and grab one.
As you start to move, you feel your dad's hands like grab you, and he kind of shakes his head almost imperceptibly, like, "Don't do this." And then Queen Bee turns and looks at you and she says, "Do me a favor, unlock Traceless, will you?" You probably don't have the keys, but I imagine that Boost or Outlet has a set.
So I have the change sides mood, where I mislead or trick an enemy by pretending to be on their side.
Great, cool. Do you have to roll for that?
Yeah, rolling plus danger. Hold up. What's my danger? Plus two. Oh, damn.
Mark potential.
Yeah, I mean, you can use team selfishly if you'd like, if you want to, like, throw Rascal King under the bus.
So, like, what she wants to do is take both of the handcuffs, go over, unlock Traceless, and then handcuff one of the two adults with keys and try to use an opportunity in there to try to get over to Reset. But just like to try to convince them she's on their side so she can get closer to Reset.
Great. So you can definitely get the keys from Outlet or Boost on a six. And Max, you have a way you could help?
I don't think I know what she's trying to do with that. So I don't think Max could really help.
I mean, the other option would be to
use team.
Yeah, you could use team selfishly and shift your labels around.
Cool. So shifting danger up. I'm trying to pick another one to go down. Savior can go down.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
So trying to throw Rascal King under the bus. I guess beyond the fact that since he doesn't know what's up, it looks like she's going to the other side. Yeah, I think she's gonna handcuff him with the handcuffs that he took.
Oh, nice.
Handcuff behind his like, back or in front
you
of
get
his
this, like absolute shocked look.
So you handcuff him. You get the keys from Outlet or Boost, whichever one you'd like.
Could I grab both sets?
Both sets of keys? Yeah, you can get both that sets from Outlet and Boost. And then you unlock your dad. On a 7 to 9.
Would I be able to palm a set over to Rascal King when I handcuff him?
Yeah, I would say you'd be able to.
Ooh, I like that.
What happens on a 7 to 9?
I get to pick one. I'm going to create an opportunity.
That sounds like you passing him keys. That sounds like a...
Yep. She's getting handcuff Boost.
Cool.
And she's freed her dad. So I think like...
Traceless is going to go over to the panel on the wall next to the elevator and start pressing buttons, and the elevator shoots up and away from them.
I'm still next to Vixen, right?
Yep.
Can I lean over and whisper to her?
Yeah.
Briefly. I'm going to say, "If I uncuff you, can you help us get out?" And Vixen, I'm staring at her intently, and I'd like to be piercing her mask while I'm asking this.
Yeah, go ahead and pierce that mask.
Plus mundane. All right. Well. That was the worst I could have rolled.
Mark the shit out of that potential. You got that potential. Excellent. So good. She grins at you and she like quietly responds like in her like between her teeth. She's like, Of course. I want to get out of here too, don't I?
I wholeheartedly believe her.
Cool. So are you unlocking her?
I'm going to discreetly unlock myself, and then I'm going to pass her the key.
She takes the keys, and she looks like she's unlocking herself. Her hands are in front of her.
We cut away to a pretty much entirely black panel. It's dark. There may be a little bit of faint line work, but it's pretty much just dark. And we get the, like, onomatopoeia of, like, grinding and whirring at one kind of central location. The next panel shows the drill breaking through the ground as the Asteron ship, like, breaches into the tunnel. And then we get a pulled back panel with an implied, like, small time jump of the Asteron ships just flying down this tunnel. There's probably three or four of them just massive in this relatively small tunnel as they head down towards the Saber headquarters where the Asteron prisoner has been kept. We then see a panel of that same opening with these two piercing headlights shining through. We get a pullback shot. The Asterons are further down the pathway, and there is this ridiculously long and luxurious looking stretch limo pulling down. The limo, like, crests a hill and lands kind of hard, lands on the open area right outside Saber headquarters. We see a bunch of Saber agents, like, rush towards the door, weapons drawn, ready to fire at both these spaceships and this limo. And then the door opens, and the first figure to step out is a figure we'd probably all recognize as the mobster. The mobster is very tall, very broad. He looks very much like a traditional mobster in the way he is dressed, pinstripe suit and such. The notable difference is that instead of hands, he has lobster claws. Stepping out from behind him is Bruce. Bruce is a little bit shorter, but also very broad, very bulky. Bruce has the notable visual effect of kind of his head and jaw being, like, attached to his chest. And we have this, like, visual effect of almost a shark-like head protruding off his shoulders. At that moment, the main doors of the Asteron spaceship open, and a few Asterons get out, and they look over, and there's a moment, and it's almost comical. It's almost like the Spider-Man meme of, like, them pointing at each other, and there's a lot of, like, confusion, and what are you doing here? And then the mobster, to both the Asterons and Saber Agent, says, "I'm not leaving here without my people. So, we can do this the easy way or the hard way." And the Asterons kind of look at each other and then take a step back. And the Saber agents rush forward.
I would like to assess the situation.
Assess away.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool. On a 7 to 9, ask one.
How could we best end this quickly?
You could let the villains get away. I don't think they would hurt you if they were given, like, easy access to get out.
What is Vixen doing?
Vixen is kind of turned away from you. It doesn't look like she's yet fiddled with the handcuffs, because she's kind of a little bit closer to Mars than you are, and a little bit more in the line of sight. So I think she's waiting for her right moment to get out.
Okay, I'm going to lean to Vixen and say, distract Mars, and I'm gonna go for Queen Bee.
She looks at you and she says, a little bit louder than she should, but still probably quiet enough that it's not going to be too noticeable. She's like, "Yeah, sure. Send me after the 6'6" volcano monster." And then her handcuffs fall and she launches towards Mars and grabs him by, like, he's facing slightly away from her, and she grabs him by the eyes and just, like, spins his body to the ground. And she, like, tosses Mars to the ground, and then Queen Bee spins and, like, launches towards her, putting Queen Bee kind of directly in your path if you want to do something, Max.
I want to dive at Queen Bee, throw Squire at her face to try and distract her, and my goal is to, like, tackle her and get the handcuffs on her.
Great, yeah. Let's go ahead and have that be a directly engaging a threat. That is a 6. So you can either mark
potential. Would someone like to help
me? You did require to help. That's +1. That's a 7 to 9.
Cool.
So you can pick one.
Would like to... Can I take something from them? And that be the mobility of their hands?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I want to slam the handcuffs on them.
Cool. Behind her back or in front of her face? In front of her body?
Okay, so I launch Squire at her face. She like reaches up to grab Squire and try to pull this like ravaging raccoon off her face. I run up and over top of Mars, jump over her, do a flip, grab her, grab Queen Bee's hands and like pull down behind her and snap them into the handcuffs.
Fantastic. Her wings are very, very strong wings. And one of them clocks you across the face and sends you sprawling. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
Hey!
Sweet. So yeah, how do you weather the blow?
I think I get knocked across the room, but like land in a nice, perfect, like 3-point hero stance.
You see Lynx look up at you, and for just a moment, almost looks like there's respect in her eyes, and then it quickly, quickly gone. But like, there was a hint of it, maybe, almost, kind of.
Excellent.
Machina, you've just released your father. What do you want to do? Queen Bee has just been handcuffed, and now...
She wants to go get reset. Is there anybody in the way of that?
Crux is probably right next to reset, but is not in between the two of you. You could probably still get to reset. You just be dealing with Crux and reset at the same time.
Oh, shit. Okay, I think she wants to deal with reset first. She's gonna like just tackle her, trying to get these handcuffs on her, so that way people can have their powers back.
Go ahead and let's call that directly engaging a threat.
That's plus danger. 13.
All right,
that's the best roll of the day.
So yeah, you Woo! Tackle the shit out of Reset to the point where Reset and you kind of go sprawling on the ground. As Reset scrambles up, she's like putting her hands behind her to like push herself up on the ground, and you just snap those handcuffs on her wrist.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't feel your powers come back.
Ah, it's probably fucking Crux.
On a direct engage threat, you can choose 2.
So I think one of them was taking something from them. So like but I think the other one create an opportunity for your allies.
Do you want that ally to be Rascal King, or do you want that ally to be Lynx, or one of the other ones?
I guess who is nearby?
Lynx is probably the closest.
Lynx is still, like, is getting up now, right, with Queen Bee knocked off of her?
Yeah, Lynx is getting up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll give an opportunity for Lynx. Let her join the mix.
You can see there's a lot of conflict on Lynx's face, because her rival is Vixen, who is... kind of helping her right now. So she starts to launch herself towards Vixen and like put her handcuffs back on. Then she changes her mind and she launches at Crux and she grabs Crux and they start to like wrestle. It's like full fledged, like the fingernails are digging into arms and they are like trying to throw each other to the ground because Crux is trying to go after you, Machina. And let's jump back over to Rascal King. You were just knocked to the ground. Go ahead.
No, I landed in a beautiful 3-point stance.
That's right. Oh. You've landed in your stance. What do you want to do?
Okay, seeing Missing Lynx engaged in this like scuffle, I'm gonna whistle and Squire's gonna like run over to try and help. Cause I really want to be involved in helping with that. Just a quick scan of the room. What else is going on here?
Boost is trying to or Outlet is trying to like break the handcuffs off Boost. Poison Oak is just hanging back. Poison Oak is just against the wall, not really participating. Traceless is also kind of against the wall, like frantically fiddling with some buttons on the wall. Reset and is now handcuffed with Machina right behind her. Crux is fighting with Missing Lynx, and Vixen and Mars are fighting. And Queen Bee is handcuffed and kind of flailing and angry with a Squire that just leapt off her face.
And then I'm going to turn to Vixen, like, give me the keys.
Vixen looks at you while she's still fighting, and she doesn't even like look at Mars while she's doing this fighting, and she's like, what keys?
The handcuff keys.
You would give me handcuff keys? That feels very irresponsible of you. Missing Lynx, did you hear that he would give me the handcuff keys?
Give me the keys now.
She grins at you and she holds the keys out on one like on one finger. And then she spins Mars and flings Mars at you.
I would like to dive underneath Mars, trying to get past Mars to surprise Vixen, trying to take these.
Cool. Go ahead and unleash your powers.
Isn't going to be great.
On a 7-9, you can either mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'm going to mark a condition. Can I come up out of this dive and just punch her in the chin?
Yeah, absolutely. And now you can choose one on your directly engaging a threat.
Take something from them. I'm going to take those keys.
The keys? Great.
I'm going to punch her right in the mouth, and I'm going to take those keys.
I think you probably split her lip open, and she looks back down at you, and her eyes are just fury. But you have the keys. You knock the keys out of her hands. And I imagine you knock them out of her hands, and then you caught them in midair. Like,
and I'm going to immediately toss them to Boost.
Cool. So Boost outlet actually catches them and unlocks Boost for them. But before you have a chance to do anything, Vixen just slaps you across the face. It's a slap hard to literally send you sprawling.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow. Fantastic. So how do you weather the blow?
I think the slap just like, can we say it just spins me? And then I just kind of turn back to face her. Also, would you consider this someone I shouldn't have punched?
Yeah, I would consider this someone you shouldn't have punched.
Okay, I'm going to strike out that drive, and I'd like to take influence over someone involved in the incident.
Who are you taking influence over?
I think you know who I'm taking influence over.
Missing Links.
Vixen.
Vixen, all right. You've got influence over Vixen. Cool. And then as that slap happens and you look her back in the eyes and she snarls at you and she goes to hit you again, the elevator door dings.
And oh, out shit! Steps
the mobster and Bruce and several other mutants. And he clicks his claws together and it's this echoing sound and everyone just gets really quiet and really still and turns. And the mobster says, in this like gravelly voice, he says, "We'll be taking our people now. Thank you." And then he looks over at Lynx, who is kind of like stopped mid-fight, because she was not expecting this either. No one really was. And he says, "Is that going to be a problem?" She looks and she says, "Over my dead body," launches towards him to attack. And everyone starts fighting. So let's jump to Machina. What do you want to do?
Machina is going to try to like take advantage of the surprise and slap some cuffs on Crux.
Cool. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat. That's going to be plus danger. Cool. Seven. On a 7-10, you can choose one.
I'm going to take something from him. Get those cuffs on him.
Great. His hands are locked. And you do feel a flood of powers back to yourself in the room.
Yes!
However, as you put the handcuffs on behind him, Crux is going to slam his face back into your face. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow for me.
4.
Great. So you weather the blow. Explain how you weather the blow and mark potential.
I think she's just kind of like going to roll backwards and like stick the landing and like kind of, I think like we're on the fringes of the fight. So just kind of take a moment to breathe. Just like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
You land, and then you see that Bruce and Outlet are kind of locked in really intense combat. Outlet is, like, electrified now and, like, shocking and stuff, but Bruce has, like, grabbed her and is about to, like, bite down on her neck, which he's got a pretty big mouth, but also probably, like, bite her shoulder and part of her face. Like, this is... might be a fatal bite if it happens. At the same time, Boost has just engaged their shoes, their rocket shoes, and they lift their heel up and essentially shoot a rocket out of their heel right at the mobster. The mobster goes flying back into the elevator, and Lynx kind of like lands on top of them and starts, or on top of him, and starts like clawing at him and slapping at him. Vixen slips away from you, Max, and suddenly Vixen is above Lynx, and she grabs Lynx by the hair and yanks Lynx out of the elevator and pushes her in the hallway. Lynx kind of goes sprawling. And then, Rascal King, it's your turn. What do you want to do?
Well, punch me a street shark.
In the nose.
Go ahead and roll a, to directly engage a threat. Actually, that seems like more like a defend. Go ahead and roll to defend.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him off. Hey!
Nice.
Okay, I'm gonna add a team to the pool then.
So yeah, tell me what you're doing there. Are you punching him? How are you knocking him off her?
Yeah, you're supposed to punch sharks in the nose. So I'm gonna punch him right in the nose. Maybe he like jumps back in surprise, pull her out of his grasp.
Great. Yeah. So you hit him, and he stumbles backwards into the elevator. His nose starts to bleed, which is funny because sharks' noses don't bleed, but human noses do. And he looks almost offended for a second. He almost looks like shocked that you would punch him. But then he's in the elevator as well, and you've got outlet free. At that moment, Crux is going to just kind of barrel past Machina and kind of get his shoulder up underneath Reset. And then he's going to kind of just push the two of them into, towards the elevator as well. Machina, you probably have a second to react there.
How far away is the panel? I think she's going to go to a closer one and try to hack into it and see if there's, like a defense system. Like, is there anything set up in this building to go off in case of escape prisoners?
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
11.
All right. There's definitely an alarm system. I assume you're setting it off?
Yeah.
It goes off, and it's this high-pitched, really terrible ringing, followed by the words, "Prisoners escaped in maximum security. All available units to maximum security." And then the high-pitched ringing, and then "Prisoners escaped in maximum security. All available units to maximum security." And it just keeps repeating, and it's really frustrating and really annoying.
Squire's probably freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I think Squire, I think Sass also is. I think it's like, it's really painful for the animals. Vixen is reacting pretty strongly too, though she may just be reacting strongly because she's drama queen.
Good, fuck her.
As you're there, you feel hands on your shoulders and someone kind of yanks you back. And as you get yanked back, you see Mars. And Mars just talks you across the hall. You land on the ground kind of near where Queen Bee is standing right now. And there's a fair bit of fighting, and alarms are going off, and it's ringing. And then we see Traceless frantically pressing buttons on the elevator. And then Traceless says, "Come on, we have less than 30 seconds. And everyone kind of like looks. And then Queen Bee and Reset and Crux all start like rushing for the elevator. Max, you're probably one of the only people who's in a good spot to stop Reset and Crux as they're launching towards the elevator. Queen Bee is probably going to make it past you. But you could probably like maybe trip Reset or Crux or something like that. What do you want to do?
Where is Squire at this point?
Squire's probably hanging out somewhere near Machina, a little bit, not too far from you.
I'm going to run towards Crux, scooping up Squire as I go, and like dive and try to tangle myself in his legs, trip him up.
Great, go ahead and roll to... I'm going to say that's directly engaging a threat. Great, on a 7 to 9, you can choose one.
I'm going to take something from his foot.
Great. Crux stumbles. Crux manages to push Reset into the elevator. She makes it in. She kind of falls in, but she makes it in. But yeah, he falls. And then he turns, and he puts his foot on Squire and just pushes Squire towards you. And like Squire and you both kind of hit each other and go rolling. Go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
I'm going to give ground.
Cool. So as you hit the ground, Queen Bee is running past you. Queen Bee makes it to the elevator and then grabs a hold of Crux's shoulder and pulls Crux in. Traceless presses a couple buttons and the elevator closes and then ascends upwards. So
can we get like a panel where like, or like maybe like a few panels where like Machina looks up and like she and her dad lock eyes before the elevator door closes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, like he's right in the middle, so it closes like just his eyes left.
Ooh.
Oh, I love it.
And the elevator ascends up into the distance. The elevator gets out into the lobby full of people. It actually gets up to the hallway where we had Allie and the other, like, sort of prisoners who didn't know how to use their powers there. The elevator there has kind of crashed to the ground. It hasn't crashed. It has hit the ground. It's still there. And we see, in montage-y, the mobster kind of climb up through the hatch of the elevator and just start pulling the elevator up by the like sides of the tunnel. And it's slow going, but he's dragging it up.
God, this lobster's so buff. I love it.
He's very, very buff. He's very Larry the Lobster. Everyone downstairs is kind of just like in stunned silence of like, what the hell just happened? The vixen is still with you all, as is Poison Oak. Neither of them made it upstairs. Everyone is kind of like angry and fighting and such. There's a lot of like people are yelling at each other, but the two of you are kind of just quiet. You did just see Machina's dad help break a bunch of prisoners out of jail. We jump back to them at the top of the elevator shaft. They push the door open. Crux and Reset get out pretty comfortably. Like they climb up over Mobster. Queen Bee now has wings and helps Mobster out. Bruce has to jump, but Bruce does make it out as well. And then they're in the crowd of fighting Asterons and Saber operatives.
Moon Harbor Heroes is produced by Anthony Sheets and T.P. Hugh, and edited by Anthony Sheets. Anthony can be found on Twitter at IcyNewYear or at IcyNewYear.com. T is the host of Incubator on Air, a new play podcast available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play.
They can be found at THuthPlaywright on Twitter or at TPHuth94 on Instagram.
Cataclysm Crew is GM'd by T.P. Hugh. Rascal King is played by me, Anthony Sheets. Machina is played by Elliot Peterson. She can be found at Elliot Yulin on Instagram. Ethereal Moon is played by Zweifang. Our logo was designed by Beautiful Beasties. She can be found on Instagram at beastly.doodles or at patreon.com/beautifulbeasties. The music of this issue is Mistake the Getaway by Kevin MacLeod. A link to his website and the license will be in the show notes. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at moonharborheroes@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at moonharborcast. If you enjoyed this issue, please leave us a review on iTunes and tell a friend. Word of mouth and 5-star reviews are really the best way for us to keep bringing these stories to more people. And thanks for helping us save the world. We'll see you next issue.